Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Bava Metziah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Hasoichet esu amonim. If you have a balabayas, they're made up with the workers, come and work for me, and I'll pay you. Could be told him he's going to pay them by the day after a day's work, or he'll pay them by the job. Vehitu ze es ze. They fooled each other. In the first pshat, the Batanura says as follows. Suppose I have a worker who's working on my field. I call him over. I say, Yankel, do me a favor. We need some more workers. You have some friends? Good. Go tell your friends I'm giving 4 dinarim a day. He went and said, listen, Chevra, my boss is hiring workers. 3 dinarim a day, okay? Then they find out, why'd you tell us 3? He told you can hire us for 4. Sakta Mishnah, ein lehem ze al ze ela taraimes. They can't take him to a dintayer and say, because of you we lost the dinner. They can just say, you were wrong for what you did. Your balabas was willing to give more. Why at the end did you change it for less? If you have an opportunity to do a favor for someone and you don't, that's a tain on the person. Al timna toiv mi balav, but you can't take him to a dintayer on it. In the second shat, the Batanura says, what does it mean, v'hitu zeze? Even before the worker started to work, one of them changed his mind. Either the workers say, no, we changed mind, we're not coming. Or we don't agree to that deal. Or the balabas changes his mind and says, no, I don't want you this morning. No, don't start working, I don't want you. Change my mind. In the case where the workers change their minds, we're talking about a situation where the balabas could find different workers. And it's also possible, where the balabas changed his mind, that the workers could find other work. That's why we say, according to this second pshat, ein lehem ze al ze, the workers could be angry at the balabas. We thought we were working for you. And the balabayas can be very upset with the workers. Why are you changing your mind? But you can't take them to a dentoira on it. The Bali Musa explained, we see from here, that you need a heter al pi halacha to have teremis, to have a tain on someone. It's not so easy to say, I'm so upset with that person. Who says you have a right to be upset with that person? There's a special halacha when you have a right to be upset. Weiter sagt de Mishnah. Sachar es hachamer. Someone hires a worker to guide a donkey with a package on it, or ve'esakader. So the Batanura says the girsa should be ve'esakaror. That means the owner of a wagon. A wagon driver. And he hired him lahavi firi yafarin ve'chalilim lakala oilames. Firi yafarin are very nice shaped, like slanty pieces of wood that they used to use to make the chuppah for the kala. Chalilim are musical instruments, some say a flute, to play by the chasana, oilemes, or to be used when someone passes away. It's like ma'oir tzahar. Now, so obviously we're up against a deadline. If they change their mind and I can't find someone to bring it in time, I don't need these instruments for the wedding after the wedding. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, let's say he hired the workers. Upoyalin. Now, we're going to see later, a uman is a craftsman, like a carpenter. He has a chush, a talent to something. He's a skilled worker. Poyalin means people that tell them what to do and they do it. So, let's say he hired these workers. Lahalois pishtanai, to lift his pishtan, his flax, mina mishra, from the water that it's soaking in. It can't soak there too long. If not, it gets ruined. It gets destroyed. V'chal davar sha'avad. Or anything else where, if you don't do it now, there's going to be a loss. V'chazru behena. These workers, or the wagon driver, or donkey driver, changed their mind. They're not willing to abide by what they made up to start with the balabas. So mokam she'ein sham adam. If there's no one else now to be able to do the job, there's no one else that's willing to do it for the price that they made up. And it's talking about where originally, if these people had said, no, I'm sorry, we're busy, no, we can't do it, he could have found someone for that price. But now he relied on them, and now it's too late. So the din is soichar aleihen, the balabas can rent or hire different workers at a more expensive price, and the extra money could be charged to these first workers. Same is true if the balabas changed his mind and said, nah, sorry, I don't have any work for you. And now they can't find any work. Or they can't find any work for that price. And they could have found if he didn't hire them at the time that he hired them. Then the balabas has to pay their hefset. or at least he has to pay them kapoyel bottle, meaning to say how much a person would want not to have to work, but rather to sit and to do nothing. If I have a very difficult work. Someone says, you know what, I'll pay you a much less price, but you don't have to do anything. So what is the value of that? So that's one etzah. Simply, I hire more workers, and I deduct it. Oy matan. Or the Baal HaBayis can fool the first workers and say, what, you want more money? Okay. But at the end, he's only going to give them the amount that he promised. Now, this is only if the workers change their mind, not because they were forced to change their mind. But if something happened to them, like they got sick, Rachman al-Itzlan, then these halachos of charging them for the difference or tricking them would not apply. Okay, quickly chazering over. It's like the Mishnah, Secher Yitzhu Amonim. You hired craftsmen. Uman means a skilled craftsman. And either pshat is, I told one of my craftsmen, go hire others, and he didn't give them the same price I did. I said, I'll do 4 dinner a day. He told him, you'll get 3 dinner a day. They say to him, why'd you do that to us? Another pshat is, says the Baal Tanura, they changed their mind, they didn't want to come. Or the Baal HaBayis changed his mind, they didn't want to hire them. And in this case, Lemaisa, you could find other workers. So it's not so bad that they changed their mind. Or the workers could find other work. But still, they're upset. We were told one thing. Why are you changing your mind? The answer is you can't demand money for that. You can have tainus, taroimus, but you can't demand money. Then the Mishnah told us if you hire a donkey driver or a carriage driver to bring special wood for a chuppah or special flutes for a kallah. So there's a deadline here. You can't just say, okay, so you'll get someone to do it tomorrow, but the chuppah is tonight. Or the flutes could be sometimes for a levaya, was ma'ir tzar. Or you hired workers to take the pishtan out of the water that it's soaking in, or anything that, if it stays there too long, you're going to get in trouble. It's going to get ruined. So if the workers say, we're not doing it, I'm in trouble. If there's no one else to do the job, I can hire people for a higher price, and then make them pay the difference, or I can fool them and say, okay, I'll give you the higher price, and later wind up giving them only the original price that we made up. They're going to get.